This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. It's been almost a year since a third of New Talk residents moved away from their eroding village. Just 9 miles away in McTovic, they've gained more than just a stable ground. Many say they're healthier and living a more traditional Yupik lifestyle. The New Talk Village Council invited KYUK to see the change. Before traveling, KYUK reporters consulted with medical professionals and received negative COVID-19 test results. While in the village, reporters wore masks when invited into people's homes. KYUK's Greg Kim has this story.
A slight breeze blows in Muktovik most days, carrying fresh air from the Bering Sea. Catherine Charles, who moved here last October, says her kids are breathing easier.
When we were in New Talk, seems like their lungs were always chunky, or we could tell there's something in their lungs. But ever since we moved here, they hardly get sick.
Catherine says that's because the air is better in Muktovik, better outdoors and better indoors.
My house in New Talk, we really had bad molding problem.
Mold is common in New Talk homes. As a permafrost thaws, the entire village sinks, with flooding an expected event in both spring and fall. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says the air quality in New Talk is bad outdoors, too, because people dump their honey buckets right next to town.
That stench from that raw sewage that people have nowhere else to dump but the river. And when the sun starts baking and all that, all those fumes get in the air, everybody smells it.
In Muktovik, low flush toilets keep the smell of sewage out of the air. Instead, you breathe in the piney scent of Labrador tea, which flows from the hillside into every yard. Albertina Charles says this is a plant with medicinal properties.
That's why we barely get sick, because of the Labrador tea.
She says the tundra is not just good for your lungs, it's good for your soul. In New Talk, if you step off the boardwalk, the mud sucks you in. But at Albertina's new home, whenever she feels sad, she steps onto the solid tundra and her sadness fades away.
No more hurt. Tundra have healings.
People's diets have changed in Muktovik too, according to Lisa Charles.
Started eating a lot more subsistence food since we don't have access to a store.
There is a store in Muktovik, but with no commercial airport, it's been sparsely stocked. So without groceries, Lisa says, people in Muktovik are eating more seal, moose, halibut, and salmon. As Lisa cuts sourdough, she observes that some of her friends have lost weight. And she's noticed other benefits, too.
I think we've had more energy and improved our mood and that kind of stuff.
There's also better access to subsistence activities in Muktovik. Due to the eroded banks in New Talk, people have a short window during high tide to get on the river. During the rest of the tide, they're surrounded in mud. Tribal Administrator Andrew John says this year, some families are suffering as a result.
There's a lot of families that haven't had the opportunity to fill their fish racks completely in preparation for the oncoming winter.
In Muktovik, people can get on the river any time of day. Outside his new home, Teddy Tom is building his dream makhi, or steam house. In Muktovik, he can be on the river whenever he wants, and he isn't trapped in the village by unnavigable mud, so he can explore.
At the new site, we are living more in a new lifestyle. What I used to do when I was young, it's like I'm showing it, teaching it to my sons.
Teddy is one of the New Talk Village Council members. He says they're all trying their best to get the entire village moved over so they can all begin their new lives in Muktovik together. Reporting for KYUK in Muktovik, I'm Greg Kim.
And for KMBA News, I'm Trip Krause.